more COVID-19 vaccine information for us to digest, with the FDA expected to allow fully vaccinated Americans to get COVID booster shots that are different than the vaccine they initially received. What should we know? In-depth analysis from Dr. Dean Fanelli, pharmaceutical expert and attorney with Cooley LLP in Washington, D.C. Dean, a lot of new info coming at us.
Yeah, definitely a lot of information coming out in the latest with regard to boosters. As we recall, the Pfizer booster has already been authorized for those high-risk people, not for the public at large. The FDA will meet to discuss authorizing a booster for both Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. In that case, or in those cases, the Moderna booster would be similar to the Pfizer booster for individuals after 6 months after their final vaccination of the two-dose vaccination. For J&J, it would be 2 months after that shot, so a little sooner for J&J. And as you recall, the J&J vaccine didn't have as high efficacy as the mRNA vaccines, but nonetheless, all are very effective. But the need for a booster is certainly in high-risk people becoming more of a necessity as additional data comes out. And I think it won't be surprising to most people that at some point we're all going to need a booster.
Yeah. All right. So does it concern you that this was kind of a relatively small group that was studied for this?
Not so much. I think there's a lot of data out there. I think what the one thing, you know, when we think about boosters, I think looking at the data for boosters, the data is there. What I think is really not there yet is this idea of mixing and matching the booster, wherein if you've gotten the Pfizer initial vaccination, you're fully vaccinated with Pfizer, you go and get as your booster perhaps the Moderna vaccine. So I don't think, at least in my opinion, the data is there to support that, because, you know, we don't know which mix and matching is the best. Do you want to even use J&J as a booster for an mRNA vaccine? Likely not. But nonetheless, I think there's still questions out there. At this point, I think the data supports giving the same booster as the original vaccine, but there's a lot of doctors out there, and there is data out there that's being produced that's showing mixing and matching does work. But at least in my opinion, I think it's a little premature, but we'll have to see. The FDA could certainly come and say mixing and matching of boosters is appropriate.
We're speaking with Dr. Dean Fanelli, pharmaceutical expert and attorney with Cooley LLP in Washington, D.C. We're talking about mixing and matching COVID shots and boosters. You think the FDA ultimately endorses a booster? Because it seems the Moderna has done well when in support of the Pfizer and J&J vaccine.
Yeah, I think without a doubt the FDA is supporting a booster. You know, I think at this point, when it comes to the mRNA, probably not across the board for the general public. When it comes to J&J, it'll likely be for everyone who's gotten J&J will probably be eligible for a booster within 2 months after their shot. But again, you know, when you talk about this mixing and matching, at least in my opinion, I think we do need a little more data, because I think it will add to confusion. You know, people who've gotten the J&J, if they're then going to get as a booster one of the mRNA vaccines. As you mentioned, Moderna, the data there shows that when giving Moderna as a booster as compared to an initial shot that's a J&J vaccine, the results are extremely positive. The immune response is much greater than giving as a booster the same J&J shot. But that data is not there yet for Pfizer, at least I haven't seen it. So that may lead to confusion of, okay, if you're getting a booster for your J&J and it's going to be Pfizer, you know, you don't want people turning it down or for some reason thinking they're not getting the best treatment. So I think at this point, a little premature, but we'll have to see what the FDA comes down with.
Thanks, Dean. Dr. Dean Fanelli, pharmaceutical expert and attorney with Cooley LLP in Washington.